Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Seeking Serenity Abroad. So I wanted to talk about on this episode, finding your path towards your calling. And on this episode, the motivation and purpose behind this episode is just one night me reflecting in my apartment, second week in the Netherlands, and I'm here. Yet, I still find myself here, and I'm sitting in a beautiful house, beautiful opportunity, and I'm still trying to figure out what is my path. You know, I really thought I knew what I wanted to do, and then now I find myself questioning what is it that I really want to do. And it's so interesting because this happens many times in life. I remember when I made my first accomplishment on interning on the Hill and I finally got it. And then once it was done, it was like, wow, what's next? The nerve-wracking feeling of what's next, right? Because you always want to accomplish something. You always want to make sure that you're doing better and leveling up. But sometimes we find ourselves in those moments of I'm here. Wow, I've accomplished it. I can check it off my to-do list. I can check it off my goal list. And yet, you're asking yourself, so what's next? What's next? And in a way, sometimes this makes me feel a little ungrateful about what I've accomplished because you get in the moment and then you've done it and you're proud, but you don't feel as happy as you thought you would be or as happy as you imagine and envision. And it just only makes me think, okay, if God can allow, if the universe could allow this to happen, then what's the purpose? What's the message here? And sometimes I ask myself, should you never be too quick to ask, where is it? What's the message? What's the lesson? I'm here. Okay, show me. What am I supposed to do now that I'm here? And that's what I've been feeling in the Netherlands. It's kind of like, wow, I'm here. I'm here. So what's next? And all while feeling this, all while knowing and acknowledging this and seeing that I've accomplished something, I'm telling myself and I keep reminding myself, grace. We talk about grace so much. You see it on social media. You see it in these beautiful quoted memes. You see the word grace. Allow yourself grace. Allow yourself grace. And for a long time, I had to figure out, what does that mean? Like, I will find myself saying it. I will find myself quoting it on Instagram. Because as you know, or as the saying go, when you speak things aloud, when you hear yourself affirm things, when you affirm things out loud and asking for what you want, once you receive it, don't allow pressure or miss the opportunity to experience what's happening, either if it's wrong or right, uncomfortable and challenging, lonely and exciting. No matter what space you're in, whatever experience you are feeling or witnessing, be, journal, pray, listen to music, isolate yourself, hang out with a friend, do the things that doesn't put pressure on you, that doesn't allow pressure to be put on you. Because I think once we start getting wrapped up in what's next, we then later down the road feel like we missed out or didn't really enjoy that experience because we were so wrapped up on, okay, so what's next? I did it. I accomplished it. I'm here. What's next? And so grace for me in this moment is don't beat yourself up if you don't feel instantly connected to your spiritual grounding or the message or the calling in the moment. Know that you are here for a reason. Know that you are going wherever it is that you need to be going, and you're in the right space in the right time and moment. But don't be picky into seeing what's the situation. What does this mean? What's the message behind it? Okay, give me the answers. Give me the clues. But be easy. Be easy on yourself. And that's what I've been telling myself. Be easy on yourself, Serenity. You've always figured it out. You will figure it out. And I think we can all use that reminder every now and then for every accomplishment, whether we get it right or it doesn't work out for us, we get it wrong, and we grow from it. So far what I've been learning is that everything we pray for can happen, but it doesn't mean that you're going to instantly feel what it is you envision it to be for you in that moment. This moment, I don't know, I envision taking off with my brand. I envision traveling more. I envision a romantic love story. I envision so much in this planning and journey. And we come to find out that, you know, God gives you what you want. The universe gives you what you want because you deserve it, not because you just want it. But you're not going to always know and see the rewards instantly of what you thought it was going to be. Because I can be here in the Netherlands very well and go through a year or two, and Seeking Serenity Abroad is still the same. Serenity is still in the same place, not as in the same person. I didn't grow, but you went another year of still posting on social media, but you didn't see the rewards that you wanted. Or you went through a year of being in a relationship, but you didn't see the rewards of it. Or you went through a year of isolating and assessing friendships, but you didn't see any new ones coming in or any, you know, growth in the other ones or whatever it may be. And it's just that reminder that give yourself grace, be in the moment, enjoy, experience, feel how you're feeling. Say no to who you need to say no to. Cut relationships that you feel that you need to cut but doesn't serve you. Don't question yourself. Believe in yourself. Challenge yourself. Be honest with yourself. And I think we can all use that in this time period of the pandemic. It's such a time where we are wondering what is next. What is next? What is happening? But you're really given an opportunity to be in the moment, to give yourself grace. I think this is the perfect time to give yourself grace. What more? You know, it's of course a moment of tragedy. It's of course a moment of challenges, reflection, loneliness, but experiences that we are meant to be in, meant to grow through and meant to learn something from. And I don't think we're going to get this moment back anytime soon to be in a moment of do what you want. Be in the moment. Love, grow, learn. Fall in love. Do whatever it is that you have to do. But I think this moment is more about self-discovery than self-fulfillment and pleasure, desires, wants. That's what I think this moment is, and that's what I've learned so far living in the Netherlands. And so I'm very excited to discover and learn and figure out what was my purpose here? Because I'm beginning to believe it's not what I thought I wanted it to be. It's not what I wanted it to be or what I envisioned. And I'm not going to go into all of that because that's a lot. But I'm at a point of, I don't know. I don't know what's next. I don't know what to plan and try to figure out. Like, I'm in a moment of, I can't no longer figure it out. Like, I think I did so much work and I try and I keep thinking that I could keep trying to figure out my life or plan my life, I should say, to the T. And I think I've just been met with, I gave you everything you wanted, Serenity. I gave you your heart's desires, not because you don't deserve it or earn it, but because I love you. I know that this is what you're going to do. I'm going to put you in a place where I am going to protect you, but I need something too. And I feel like that's what the message is that I'm beginning to feel as part of part. Let's say clue one, right? I feel like clue one to this new journey in the Netherlands is stop trying to plan it out. I think that means for me, write down goals, love on them, be excited about it, write it down, read books to motivate you, listen to music that excites you and encourages you, give you confidence. But that's it. Let me guide you along the way so that you don't feel burnout, so that you don't feel resentment, that you actually get to say, I lived I'm beginning an experience, a life journey experience of being in the moment, giving myself grace, finding what a piece of peace is. Finding joy, finding love and gratitude. And again, all those moments and experiences, I don't think you're going to always feel for a lifetime every day. I mean, there could be someone out there who's the happiest person in every experience, and I would love to meet them and learn from them, but you're going to have moments where it's not going to feel like peace, joy, grace, strength, gratitude every day. But I think that we get moments and times to feel that way and to experience it. And I want that to be this year for me. I feel that that's what I'm being pushed to, which is a very uncomfortable place to be in, because that means acknowledging those no's when we say no. But sometimes those no's could be to people and to places, experience and things that you don't want to disappoint or that you don't want to miss out on. I think that could also mean, you know, the challenge of forcing yourself to level up when you see that you have to level up in any ways or in ways of spirituality, in ways of education, in ways of network, in ways of business, in ways of friendships, in ways of family. It's all challenges. And when you allow yourself to be, not feel the pressure, do what you know is right. I think that's what really grace is. That's what grace is. So I leave that with y'all to share a vulnerable experience or vulnerable, you know, moment along my journey in the Netherlands. Because I do feel that sharing it can inspire someone, not because I'm in another country or traveling, because that may not be your goal, but because you need motivation, you're seeking motivation, and you know that you are deserving and worthy of whatever it is that you're desiring and envisioning and dreaming, but you just need some encouragement that you too can do it. And I really think that we can all manifest the things that we want. And when we do it, know that things may not always turn out instantly how we see it or turn out for it to be the way we wanted it. But there's always a gem and beauty at the end of each journey. And so do know that if your experience now is by far the worst you could even imagine, or it's just really mentally, emotionally too much, like, yo, it's just too much for you right now, know that there's a gem at the end of this journey. And that gem is going to help you reach the next journey that may not be, that may be your best journey, right, thus far. So, sending you peace, love, blessings, and manifestations your way.